And now, back to the Tennessee Star Report with Steve Gill and Mike Leahy.
Having a lot of victories.
And we welcome Brian Kilmeade to Talk Radio 98.3 and 1510 WLAC. Brian, of course, is the co-host of Fox and Friends. He's also the author of a book on Andrew Jackson. He's written about Thomas Jefferson and George Washington. He's going to be here in Nashville this Sunday at 3:30 p.m. at the City Winery. You can go to briankilmeade.com and order tickets. And Brian, the tour name is America Great from the Start. I love that. How'd you come up with that name?
Well, I mean, we use the word great is used a lot these days, but I want to reaffirm the fact that we are not perfect, but we are great. And the thing about our country is we try to get better, and we're our hardest critic. And I think people get confused where since we are critical of ourselves, we think we're coming apart, but we're not. That's how we're built. And unfortunately, I think we're way too judgmental on each other, judgmental on our past. So I thought, rather than just wait for someone to say, hey, Brian, I need you to be a keynote speaker here or come to Barnes & Noble and sign your book here, I said, what if I create an event that allows me to do something I can't do at book signings, and that's spend time with people, answer their questions because of lines or because of time constraints. So I talk about George Washington and aspiring, Secret Six. Thomas Jefferson takes on Barbary pirates, Islamic extremists, the Tripoli pirates. And then Andrew Jackson, the Battle of New Orleans. And now with the paperback out and with the new afterwards, I think if you combine all three, talk about how our country progressed and how close we came to total annihilation, people might understand a little bit more about where we came from to appreciate where we are.
You know, I think this event this Sunday here in Nashville, the City Winery at 3:30 p.m. is a perfect Nashville Sunday. And let me explain what I think about this, Brian. So people in Nashville go to church in the morning.
Yep.
They go to lunch at noon. And when you're done with lunch, just go to City Winery and listen to Brian Kilmeade and ask him some questions. It's a fantastic hour-and-a-half program. I've heard Brian speak. You were down here in October of 2016 in Franklin talking about your Thomas Jefferson book. And let me tell you something. Brian knows his history. It was fascinating, a fascinating event. And so I highly recommend this. Now, let me ask you this, Brian. You work 3 hours in the morning on Fox and Friends. You've been doing that for decades, it seems like, right? How long have you been there?
I've been there 20 years.
20 years, two decades. Wow. And so then you don't have enough to do with that. You do a radio show after that for another hour. And
three hours.
Or is it 2 hours?
No, it's three.
3 hours. Oh, hold it. You work 3 hours in the morning on television and then 3 hours on radio. Then you decide, gee, in my spare time, I'll write a book.
Takes 2 years.
Holy cow.
The first one took 20. I mean, the first one I really started looking into in 1988. I couldn't believe I grew up in Long Island, and George Washington had this spy ring right where I grew up, and I never heard a word about it until after I graduated college. But I started pursuing it, waiting for someone to say that it was fiction. And then when I found out, not only wasn't it fictional, but a lot of it has not been uncovered, and there's still more to uncover, that people lived and died in their times and never got the fame or acclaim. In fact, a lot of them were derided for not fighting in the war, and they just kept their secret that they were actually spies pretending to be loyalists. And Washington knew their importance, kept their identity secret for there because they wanted to, but he also kept their letters, allowing people to piece together what actually took place. So I've been just fascinated by this for years, but the other ones have been 2 years. So I'm in the midst of another one, Sam Houston, Avenging the Alamo. And I find this flat out fascinating. I've seen the events. These people have brought Texas to light and the role it played in America. So in a time in which we hate, we seem to have trouble standing for the national anthem, I will let everybody know what our past actually is, and reaffirm what you maybe don't remember from social studies.
Now, you're a real history buff, and I see that you have Don Yeager as your co-author here. Tell us a little bit about how the two of you work together to write these great books.
Well, this is what I'll be doing. Sam Houston, I'll be doing it by myself, but Don deserves a lot of credit in that he wanted to do a sports book with me because I come from a sports background. I said, Don, I'm just doing news, and my passion is history. And he said, well, what are you working on? I said, well, I said, I'm doing this thing. I think it would be a great movie. I'm watching National Treasure. This is a better story than it actually happened. And he said, well, maybe there's a book there. And I gave him all my notes for 18 years. And he goes, I know exactly how to put this together. So he deserves a lot of credit for that. But after that, we just, the magic of email, back and forth. What do you think of this? He emails me back. I think we should gut it here. We need some more information. Let's go. I'm going to the, you know, the Jefferson Library. We're going to need some photos. I'll meet you there at noon. So it's just one of these things where I don't think we could have done it in a different era, because he's always in Tallahassee and I'm always in New York.
Brian, do you ever sleep?
Not enough. Go to bed at 10, get up at 2:30.
You go to bed at 10 and get up at 2:30.
Yes.
Let me do the math quickly here. That's 4.5 hours.
Yeah.
Are you tired?
Well, I nod off in the middle of conversation. I have no fun on Friday nights, 'cause that's that type of things. But you know, I'm just kind of used to it now.
So this book that's coming out in paperback, Brian, Andrew Jackson and the Miracle of New Orleans. Did you come down here to Tennessee to the Hermitage to do some research on that?
In fact, I'm so into the Hermitage, and it was such a help to me that I joined their board.
Are you kidding?
So, I'm a trustee on their board now, and it's just an honor. And I did something on television with them. We did an hour special, and I was able to tour around, and we have a great behind-the-scenes tour, and it's a feature I'm going to be rolling at the live event. And we did an hour special, as I mentioned, and now on Fox Nation, we'll have the entire tour on Fox Nation, which is a new network that's going to roll out in, I think, around Thanksgiving. So if it wasn't for the Hermitage, I wouldn't have been able to pull the book off. But they weren't so kind. Marsha Blackburn was a huge help to me for both books over in Tennessee. So she helped me with her staff and gave me access to the National Archives and as well as the library. She told me when I didn't even know what I was doing over there, they helped me out. So it's truly a team effort. If people were selfish about history, I would be totally screwed. But I get so much from people who just selflessly help me out and steer me in the right direction. And it happens everywhere. These small libraries, these small little museums on Long Island, the Jefferson Library with their experts on just this aspect of Jefferson, and then Andrew Jackson. I mean, the passion people have for Jackson is unbelievable, good and bad. So what I did in the paperback, I took myself out of it. A lot of people say, well, he had all these unnecessary battles with American Indians and the Trail of Tears, and they had slaves. Okay. But I will tell you, this, in May afterward, I removed myself and I removed the columns of today. I removed Donald Trump. I said, what did Ronald Reagan think? He insisted on taking a picture on Time magazine in front of that statue. What did Harry Truman say? He has a statue of a life-size statue at the Harry Truman Library, and he went and took measurements of the actual size of Andrew Jackson as is depicted at the museum here, so we could fit the statue with clothes. And then you had FDR, who insisted before World War II, even with his bad legs, of walking up the steps to the Hermitage so he could channel Andrew Jackson through time of war. And you also had Teddy Roosevelt, who wrote a book about Jackson and mirrored a lot of his leadership. And I'm not saying he was perfect, but he was impactful. And there's a reason why he's on the 20.
You know,
and I focused on just the Battle of New Orleans at 41 years old. A sick guy with a bullet in him rallies a mix-and-match army and defeats the army that defeated Napoleon. He beats him in 45 minutes.
Pretty impressive. It sounds like you like Tennessee historical figures. Your next book is Sam Houston. He was, of course, a protege of Andrew Jackson and from Tennessee, and at one time the governor of Tennessee. Was that the connection to Sam Houston?
Got lucky. I mean, I don't want to do the Civil War. I just feel it's overdone. I can't bring anything new to it, and it's so divisive. So I said, what can I do in between? And then when I find out from reading Sam Houston biographies before I committed to it, that Sam Houston is fighting in the Creek battles with Jackson, and that he was wounded, and Jackson walks over to the wounded guys and says, I need another surge. I got to finish these guys off tonight. And with a bullet in his leg, he gets up and fights with Jackson, takes another bullet, thought he was going to die, and then lives. And then he walks back into Washington as he heals and sees it burned to the ground. I go, this is a perfect way to pick up where Jackson left off. And Jackson would be his mentor, as you obviously know, throughout his career.
Last question for you, Brian. Are you going to need a personal security detail? I see reports that the crazy lefties are stalking you in the subway of New York.
All true. It was just a couple of guys, and I never felt threatened, but I don't want to give them a viral moment. So I do this every day, and I know people in Nashville don't have to deal with this, but I have so much crowd. You guys have bad traffic, so I have to take the subway home. Even though they give me a car, I don't take it. And for 20 years, I go from subway to train because I got to get home, and this traffic is too bad. And I'm going to still do that. So these guys tracked me. They did everything they could to get me to engage them. I didn't. I even went into the subway with them, which security experts say was stupid. They tried to incite a riot by saying, because Donald Trump is not popular here, saying all types of things that you would never see, you and I would never say. And then I went into Penn Station from there. They followed me, and right before I got on my train home, they left, and they posted it. And the blowback they got, thankfully, even from people who agree with them politically, had them take it down. And now they both have privatized their Twitter accounts because you can only act like an idiot for so long. And everyone, we meet these people in life, and these are two of them. You have a choice. You could engage them and go after them, and I would have if my family was there, if I felt threatened. But my feeling is if I go after one, the other one's going to be taping me, and
exactly.
I'm giving them exactly what they wanted. So I don't know if it's the right decision.
I think you did the right thing, Brian, and everybody in Tennessee is rooting for you. Hey, come to Brian Kilmeade's event this Sunday at the City Winery, 3:30 p.m. Go to briankilmeade.com and sign up for the tickets. We're going to send a crew there with the Tennessee Star to take some photographs and pictures of the event. Brian, look forward to seeing you then.
That's very nice of you. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Brian Kilmeade, Fox and Friends.